Welcome to Financial Services Online's weekly finance news wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, bringing you the latest happenings in the finance industry on this Wednesday, 8th of July, 2026. Let's delve into the news. Our financial advisory sector is presenting a blend of signals as we step into this new fiscal year. Results from the financial advisor exam of June 2026 reveal that out of 209 candidates, a decent 71.7% passed, with an encouraging outcome, particularly among those attempting it for the first time. However, a concern is brewing as the number of advisors is down, teetering below the 15,000 mark. This raises questions about fulfilling consumer demands amidst complex financial decisions. The bar of standards is continuously ascending, bringing with it an increase in compliance demands and impacting the availability of advisors and associated costs. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, underlined the importance of consistent qualifications by revoking 26 authorizations. So as consumers, it's vital that we verify advisor credentials, understand their fee structures, and seek advice that's tailored for us. The exam results are a positive sign indicating higher education standards. However, rebuilding capacity and ensuring trust remain crucial aspects. This situation brings to light the importance of informed and diligent consumer engagement. On a different note, let's shift gears and discuss the electric vehicle industry, buzzing with significant updates this week. Joining the practical electric work truck options is the Farizon F3E, setting its base price at an affordable $48,990. Available in varied versions, it is equipped with a 72.8 kilowatt-hour LFP battery, providing a range of 314 kilometers and supporting 100 kilowatt DC fast charging. With a payload capacity of up to 705 kilograms, it's perfect for urban tasks. Let's not forget the electric vehicle market, all set to broaden its horizon with the hold-the-phone affordable Leapmotor BZ5, creating quite a stir with its starting driveaway price of just $35,990. There's the Style variant with a 56.2 kilowatt-hour battery and a 401 kilometer range, plus the Design LR boasting a 67.1 kilowatt-hour battery and an engaging 482 kilometers range. Undeniably, this means more options for budget-conscious EV buyers. However, remember, when it comes to investing in these vehicles, considerations should extend beyond the simple price tag. Delve into the full picture and consider factors such as total ownership costs, whole-of-life costs, the practicality of the vehicle for your workload, and of course, lending views. It is always recommended to run through a loan calculator before sealing the deal. And there you have it. That's this week's Finance Roundup, summarized for you. For more updates and advice, don't forget to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratori, signing off till next time. Stay informed, stay financially savvy.